Up next on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Lovie Smith. Illinois visits Ohio State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, thank you. We're playing an outstanding football team in Ohio State this week. Our players realize that great opportunity, for us to play, a team that has a national audience. And for us, as much as anything, we haven't played our best football, and each week we're kind of striving to play better than we did the last week. We've been close a lot of weeks, but haven't been able to get over the hump. So big challenge ahead of us. We realize that. Can't wait to play. Take your questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. Hi, Lovie. I'm just wondering, how much have y'all leaned on Ricky Smalling to really step up this year, and how much of a lean is that on a young guy, on a young team to deliver plays, et cetera?
First off, how's it going, Tim? Hope everything is going well for you.
Going well.
We have leaned on Ricky, as you say, quite a bit, and kind of knew that coming in. Really like Ricky. I thought he could, have an impact right away. In an ideal world, you don't want to, rely on as many young players as we have and put them, in those positions as soon as we have, but that's how it's gone. Ricky has really stepped up. I mean, he's one, we feel like if we get him in a one-on-one situation, it's a good thing for us most of the time. He's met met our expectations and has arisen to the occasion, time after time.
Yeah, and one other thing, like we talked about this a few weeks ago, but just the situation at quarterback, where does that stand with you guys going into this week? I mean, who do you consider your guy there now? Is it Jeff George Jr.?
Well, it's Jeff. I mean, certain things have kind of dictated, what direction we've gone a little bit, Tim.
Yeah.
We started off with Chase, and then Jeff played. We played Cam Thomas also. A little of it has to do with injuries also, and we're a little banged up still at that position. But as far as who we're going to go with for sure, I can't necessarily tell you that right now. Our first day, of course, practice day, we'll know a little bit more after practice, but we'll see.
Thanks, Lev.
They all kind of bring something different. Of course, Jeff Etter, Cam gives you a multi-guy, and Chase can do all three, so we have some options.
Hey, man, thanks.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Ted Sobel, Sports USA Radio.
Nice to speak with you, Coach. I'm wondering, where do you see any improvements from your first season at Illinois, and what are the plans to build the program up over the long haul, I assume brick by brick at this point?
Yeah, it is, and, I think ultimately you have to look at how many games you win, and, your one-loss record, and ours, of course, isn't where we would like for it to be right now, but as you look a little bit closer, we are building it brick by brick, and, this year for say. I mean, we're playing a lot of young players that are playing better football right now. We're getting closer. We've been in most of the games, but I think the final step is finding a way to win some close games, and that's where we are. I think we've improved in all areas. It just hasn't shown up on the in the win-loss column right now. And how we're going to build it is how we are doing it. I mean, we have to coach better but continue to recruit. This second recruiting class that we put together is very important with the direction that we're heading.
And any key challenges that you see on film that definitely have to be taken care of this week against Ohio State? And can you take anything from your close game against Wisconsin a few weeks ago?
Well, just looking at Ohio State, I mean, and we get a chance to see, most people play each week from the crossover with the video. So we watch them a lot. They're an outstanding football team on both sides of the football. Well coached, excellent talent. So that in itself will be, a challenge. But for our players, as you mentioned, we did play Wisconsin, an undefeated team, well. And And they, and lately we've been in games that has to give you some confidence. And there are also traditional stadiums that you get a chance to play in the Big Ten. We haven't gone there in a long time, so I know our guys are looking forward to that also. So, you know, hopefully we'll see the best game that we've played this week.
Appreciate the time, Coach.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Lovie. I mean, you've got the youngest team in America. How daunting is that to go into Ohio Stadium with that kind of an experience against a very experienced Ohio State team?
Well, I mean, we've had a young football team. We've been playing young guys throughout the year. So I think they've kind of gone through most of that on, you know, your first time of doing things. I know going on a road against a team like this is a little different, but I think they have that out of their system. As much as anything, we have a football team that knows is playing a very good football team, and we need to play our best ball. That's our message to our players. I don't think it's any more than that.
Okay. You knew you were inheriting a program that needed to be rebuilt. Has it been tougher than you anticipated?
No, because exactly what you said is what I knew coming in. You know, before I took the job, I didn't look at the roster. I just knew it was the University of Illinois, and we would start building it from there, from the moment we got on campus, and that's what we've done. It's a process. We believe in the process and understand that, you know, you have to go through this process step by step. So, and that's what we're doing. A part of that, of course, is getting a recruiting class in, playing a lot of those guys and backing that up with another, and eventually we're going to get over the hump. This is another step as you go through building a program, too, is having a chance to go on the road against an outstanding top team in the country and see how, you know, exactly where we are in the growth of our program.
All right. Thank you, Lovie.
You're welcome.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Hey, Lovie, what are the things that you learned or took away from your time as an assistant coach at Ohio State?
Well, I know, you know, when you're there for even a short period of time, you know, I was there for one season, and I just know there were so many fond memories that I have from my time there. Having an opportunity to coach on the staff as my college coach, you know, having on my college coach, John Cooper's staff, that was a, you know, privilege and just a great experience for me there. But then all there's a tradition that goes along with Ohio State football. My wife's family, of course, is from Ohio, so I knew quite a bit. And it was just an unbelievable experience to coach there that one season. I had a chance to coach a lot of great players, so I know what we're going into there this week, and I know our guys can't wait to play.
What are the things that you tell your team just about playing there, having experienced it yourself?
I think most of our guys there are traditional programs that have a lot of history behind them. And if you're a football player, you kind of know that. Ohio State is one of those places. So, and I think as an athlete, you want to play in, you know, traditional top programs like Ohio State is. And we realize the national audience that will also be watching this week. So as a young player, just a great opportunity. And that's what our young players have had a chance to go through, a great opportunity, you know, from, you know, walk around with your high school Letterman jacket one period of time to, you know, playing on the national stage in college has been pretty neat for our players.
Thanks, Lovie.
All right, take care.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot.